okay, this saga of Trump's war against Iran just gets more and more pathetic by the day. Now it's being reported by the Wall Street Journal and other sources that Trump is willing to end the war on Iran without reopening the Strait of Hormuz. According to the media reports, his advisors and Trump have reportedly concluded that forcing the waterway open would prolong the conflict beyond the administration's preferred timeline. Okay, in other words, Trump is surrendering to Iran, essentially. That's what this is. He's surrendering to Iran. Remember what we were told at the beginning of all of this? You know, it's going to be fast, and we were dominating, and we were going to win, and we were going to control the strait, and Iran's air force has been totally wiped out, and Iran's navy has been destroyed, and we've destroyed all their missile launchers and killed all their people, and just on and on and on, right? So then, if that's the case, if Iran was totally destroyed, then how come the U.S. couldn't dare sail the Abraham Lincoln or the USS Gerald R. Ford within striking distance of Iran? How come the U.S. Navy isn't in the Strait of Hormuz right now, escorting tankers out of the Persian Gulf? How come that's not happening? Well, the answer, of course, is because it's the U.S. that has been defeated. Because Iran still has reportedly 2/3 of its missile inventory. And it's manufacturing missiles and drones at a rate faster than it's shooting them. It's the U.S. that has run out of air defense interceptors, or very nearly so. It's Israel that has run out of anti-air defenses, or very nearly so. Israel's probably begging Trump to find a way to end this war because Israel can't survive much longer. Israel's being decimated. And also the Gulf states are being decimated. Their infrastructure, their oil facilities, natural gas facilities, water desalination plants, etc., are all taking damage. Cities like Dubai are being largely abandoned, and the reputation is destroyed, and so on. Iran's winning. It's just like I said weeks ago. I said the Strait of Hormuz will never be open until Iran wants it open. Remember me saying that? I repeated it numerous times in this podcast, and now, eventually, that reality is sinking into Trump's thick skull, and Trump is trying to find a way to exit this without taking over the Strait of Hormuz. Or the alternative is that this is just more, you know, lies and propaganda from Trump to try to trick Iran into thinking that there won't be an invasion by U.S. troops. You know, try to catch them off guard, which won't work because Trump does this every time. So I should say that these are the two possibilities. Either A, Trump has realized that we've lost and he can't control the Strait of Hormuz, and he's just going to have to, you know, declare victory and leave. And he's also saying then that Europe would have to take the lead on reopening the Strait of Hormuz, according to the Wall Street Journal. Oh, good luck with that. Yeah. So that's option number one. Option number two is it's all, you know, just smoke and mirrors to try to catch Iran off guard as we land thousands of U.S. soldiers, who will mostly probably die, of course, if Trump is dumb enough to do that. Colonel Daniel Davis said that Trump is facing a massive humiliation, or what was it, a military humiliation with the defeat that is coming if he tries to invade Iran with U.S. soldiers. And I think that's true. I think that's true. Daniel Davis is correct about that. So Trump is looking for an exit ramp. The stock market is getting hammered badly. Gas prices continue to rise. Oil keeps going up per barrel, with dramatic rises coming in the next few weeks, obviously, if the strait remains closed. And remember that over 30 days ago, the strait was open, that ships could sail right through it without any problem at all. And the only reason the strait became closed, which is just a figure of speech, it just means Iran telling ships you're not allowed to pass, and if you try, will blow you up, which they have done. But now it's closed because Trump started the war. So this is Trump's fault, and the whole world is blaming Trump. People in the Philippines blaming Trump. People in India blaming Trump. People in Thailand, in Korea, blaming Trump. Rightfully so, because this is Trump's doing. Trump is destroying the world. He's burning down the world to appease his Zionist masters, the Epstein class of pedophiles and genocidal mass murderers who control Trump. And so Trump is willing to burn down the whole world to appease his Zionist masters because of whatever dirt they hold over him, blackmail or what have you, or something else, who knows, or maybe all of the above. But Trump is clearly willing to burn down the world in order to achieve all of this, whatever this is. I mean, it's nothing but a loss. It's a loss for the whole world. It's a disruption. It's a loss of fertilizer during a growing season. It's going to make food prices much higher. And it's going to destroy the chances of the GOP in the midterms. The GOP is toast politically because of what Trump has done here and the fact that there's nobody in the GOP calling for the impeachment of Trump. Frankly, they should all be calling for Trump to be impeached at this point because he's so damaging to the GOP brand. And Trump's approval rating is just plummeting in the polls by the day. It's catastrophic, actually. So if you think about it, again, this is Trump very likely surrendering to Iran. Trump saying, well, we were never going to control the strait anyway, so we're just going to leave. Remember that. Even Secretary of State Marco Rubio, he's started changing his language as well. A couple weeks ago, it was like, we have obliterated, we've decimated the missile launch capability. Now, he's saying that our goal is to diminish the missile launch capability. What? How did you obliterate it 2 weeks ago, and now you've only, quote, diminished it? Well, it's because they were lying to you 2 weeks ago, obviously. And they're lying every day, but they're starting to change their language to have an off-ramp. That's what it looks like. And in fact, I've said that the fastest way to reopen the Strait of Hormuz is for the U.S. to leave. Just leave. Take the Navy and leave. And frankly, the U.S. military bases in the region are already largely destroyed, so the U.S. won't be there. And Israel just the other day said, well, we welcome the U.S. to build military bases in Israel since you have no more bases in the Gulf states. They're all destroyed. So yeah, you can build bases with us. And Iran's like, great, that just makes a more dense target. You know, can get them all with the same missiles. It's unbelievable. So the U.S. would be out of the Middle East and away from Iran, away from the Strait of Hormuz, and then there might be some peace. There might be some peace with Iran controlling the strait and probably charging a toll, you know, $1 or $2 million per ship as a kind of restitution to repay all the war damage that Iran has suffered as the U.S. has waged this war of aggression against Iran. So what's that going to do? It's going to make energy more expensive, obviously, for everybody else. The whole world is going to end up effectively paying this toll, thanks to Trump. Fertilizer will be more expensive. Helium will be more expensive. Sulfur, natural gas, oil, you know, everything that comes out of there will be more expensive, thanks to Trump. And it'll probably remain more expensive for a decade or longer, because that's how long it will take to recoup the losses from the war. So again, as you're shopping for food in the grocery store and you're paying double by the end of this year, you can thank Trump for that. Or if you're paying double for your gasoline or diesel, you can thank Trump for that because he's the one who did it. Now then, if this is indeed Trump's plan, and again, we're not sure, he might be lying again. There's a pretty good chance of that. But if Trump is actually looking for an exit ramp because he realizes that there's just too much domestic political damage associated with this, and if he leaves the area, then you're going to see Iran say to the Gulf states, here's the new deal. you will no longer host U.S. military bases at all. If you do, your ships will not pass through the strait, period. And we, Iran, we will continue to bomb any U.S. military bases that you try to repopulate in your countries. So that message will go out to Kuwait, to Iraq, to Bahrain, etc. No more U.S. military bases. And with that leverage and the control over the Strait of Hormuz, Iran will be able to ensure the eradication of the U.S. terror military forces from that region, because that's what the U.S. has been for a long time now, just a terror regime inflicting terror upon the world. And once the U.S. is evicted from the Persian Gulf, then that will actually be good for the entire region. That'll be good, much better for the world. And eventually, after a lot of rebuilding, then energy prices could come down, but that will take many years to accomplish because of the damage that has already been inflicted as a result of Trump's war. So, the situation is that Trump looks like he's going to leave. Again, he could be lying. Maybe he's lying. But he's looking for an off-ramp. Iran would be handed a near-total victory because, number one, Iran wins by simply existing, surviving the regime change. Iran wins by not surrendering its right to build nuclear weapons, and clearly Iran will be building nuclear weapons. I mean, how could you not after all of this? And thirdly, Iran will maintain near total control over the Strait of Hormuz if Trump has the U.S. military forces leave. So in other words, a total loss for Trump, a total humiliation for the U.S. military, and in particular the U.S. Navy, which has proven to be almost entirely ineffective. Couldn't accomplish the mission. Can't even really define the mission any longer, but at least we heard along the way that one part of the mission was regime change in Iran. That didn't happen. And then the U.S. has to control the Strait of Hormuz. That's not happening. Even if this is all some kind of, you know, distraction by Trump and the U.S. lands troops somewhere near the Strait of Hormuz, those troops can only temporarily assert control over a very limited amount of space. Even if it's 10,000 troops, they're not going to last very long, because Iran has over 1 million military men, and they've got drones, and they've got landmines, and they've got rockets and missiles, and did I mention the million men? I mean, if you send 10,000 U.S. troops in there, you better send along 10,000 body bags. Maybe you don't need them all, but you're going to need the majority of them, because those troops aren't coming home living. Iran will slaughter them. And these are some of the best U.S. troops, the Special Forces, Army Rangers, Navy SEALs, etc. These are the ones that are actually capable and not obese. They can actually get things done, and they're going to get slaughtered. Because they're not Superman, you know? You can't change the laws of physics, right? I mean, even if you're really, really good and really fit, if you're up against 1 million enemy soldiers, there's not that much you can do. Especially when you're cut off by the sea behind you and there's no resupply coming, because the U.S. resupply ships are getting, you know, destroyed with Iranian missiles and drones and maybe submarines and all that. So it would be a suicide mission to go ashore. It's possible that somebody finally has told Trump the truth about that and has told him it's a suicide mission, and if you do that, this is going to turn into Vietnam, and it's incredibly unpopular with the American voters. You're going to lose the midterms. You're going to get Democrats elected all up and down the ballot, and plus you'll lose the Senate. On top of that, you'll be impeached 100 times next year. I mean, every week for 2 years, you're going to get impeached 100 times. Maybe Trump is finally realizing, oh, I can't do everything I want to do. Like, I can't just do whatever and try to sell it to the American people who are still dumb enough to believe anything Trump says. You know, possibly Trump is having a moment of reality, like smacking him upside the head. Oh, you know, the cold, hard slap in the face of reality when the world says to you, you can't do that, or there will be consequences that you don't want to deal with. So we'll have to wait and see what's happening, but here's my take. Number one, it's clear that Trump is also working to manipulate markets and try to keep them boosted with good news proclamations. This might just be one of those. Secondly, it's pretty clear that Trump is an egomaniac lunatic. I don't know what happened to Trump. He didn't used to be this way, but something changed, and he is now so full of himself. He literally thinks that the world worships him, or should worship him, and that he can do anything he wants, and he's subject to no law whatsoever. Well, you are subject to the laws of cause and effect. Even if your DOJ won't prosecute you for your war crimes, you're still subject to cause and effect. And if you invade Iran, then Iran gets a vote. They get to react in whatever way they wish, and you don't control that. And that's what Trump is finding out. I think that, you know, despite all the claims of total victory, I mean, how many times has Trump claimed to have completely defeated Iran? Has it been like 25 times now? But none of them are true. Every single time it was a total lie. Iran is still launching missiles, still launching drones, still fighting, and also not negotiating with Trump. I don't know who Trump's negotiating with, some like Nigerian scammer or something. It's like, if you just transfer, you know, $1 billion to this account, then we will have peace. And Trump's like, send him a billion, you know. Oh, it's a Nigerian scammer, Trump. You got punked. But if, look, the best case is that Trump's getting a dose of reality. He backs off. He declares victory somehow, for anybody dumb enough to believe it. And then he pulls the military out of the region. We can live with that. I don't care if Trump wants to have a parade of a giant inflatable, you know, Trump balloon, like the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man in Ghostbusters. You could just have the Stay Puffed Trump Man, you know, giant orange hair floating in the sky. He can have a Trump parade. I don't care. Go for it. Have your Trump parade. I don't want to see civilization destroyed, which is where things are headed if this escalation continues. But Israel seems to absolutely want the total destruction of our world. That's why they keep launching bombs and missiles even without Trump's knowledge, seemingly, or approval. And Israel, you know, is just... Scott Ritter describes Israel as, a cancer on the planet. And he says they have to be utterly eliminated as a nation. And I think that the entire world should halt all diplomatic recognition of Israel and should halt all trade with Israel, because Israel is a rogue nation that is incompatible with human civilization. They are the greatest danger to our world and to humanity, and Israel needs to be not just stopped, but absolutely, you know, dismantled. All that land should be given back to the Palestinians, from whom it was stolen in the first place by Israel, a genocidal Zionist regime. And it's interesting that that may be where this is going, because the destruction of Israel continues to accelerate. And Turkey appears to be siding with Iran. And I'm guessing that Egypt is itching at the opportunity to revisit its own, you know, the Six-Day War and all that. Israel's existence is a threat to our planet. There's no question about it. And as you can see, it's also a threat to the United States of America, because through Israel's influence, Trump has been dragged into a losing situation here that's going to destroy the GOP politically. And it will destroy Trump's legacy or reputation, if there's anything left of it. So Israel's just, all they do is destroy everything. They destroy cities. They destroy economies. They destroy reputations. They destroy nations. But, oh, they want you to go die for them, though. By the way, Israel's not going to send any soldiers to fight in Iran. That was already made clear by Netanyahu. No, he wants your children and grandchildren to go fight and die and bleed out for Israel. Yeah, that's right. U.S. soldiers are supposed to go die for Israel. Really? Yeah, that's how insane it is. So, we'll see where this goes, but I'm praying for peace, I'm praying for de-escalation, and I'm praying for a restoration of normal energy flows, for one thing, because that's what we need to get our world back on its feet. And, you know, we can survive the chaos and disruptions that will already occur. They will be bad. Food scarcity is going to happen. Energy scarcity is already here. Energy lockdowns are in place. And that's not going to get solved overnight, even if the war ends tomorrow. That's not going to get solved overnight. We're going to be dealing with supply chain disruptions and chaos through, at minimum, the rest of this year, and no doubt well into 2027 as well, even if the war stops tomorrow. But I kind of doubt it's stopping tomorrow. I don't think Trump is going to stop. And I know Israel's not going to stop. And so probably this goes nuclear at some point in the not-too-distant future, and probably Israel is the one to initiate that. And then when Israel launches its first nuclear weapons, then the nuclear retaliations begin against Israel. And at that point, it's a question, will Russia get involved? Will China get involved? Will Pakistan get involved? Does Iran already have access to nuclear warheads that it could launch to detonate over Israel? One nuclear warhead over Tel Aviv, and that's pretty much it for that rogue nation. And the only sad thing about that is it would render that land unusable by the Palestinians from whom it was stolen, you know? I don't want to see any more Palestinians hurt by this, even a nuclear weapon over Israel. I don't want to see, you know, fallout radiation or anything like that. But that's where this is going, because Israel's run by, you know, satanic lunatics who are really, you know, death cultists who want to see the entire world destroyed, because for some reason they believe that's going to result in the return of their Messiah, who doesn't exist, because it's just a myth, actually. They just made it all up. And they used it to control people's minds all these years, but it's all fiction. It's all brainwashing. Like, multi-millennial brainwashing. That's what it is. So, no, there's no Messiah coming to save Israel, and if they think that there's a, you know, God coming out of the sky, it's probably an Iranian nuke. So, you know, they should maybe calibrate their actions accordingly and maybe try not to escalate this anymore is my advice. But we shall see. In the meantime, get prepared for what's coming, because it's going to get harder from here forward. There's no question about that. It's going to get a lot more difficult with food supplies, food prices, scarcity, energy, etc. So, of course, lots of things you can do to get prepared. You can read all the free books and download them at brightlearn.ai. You can use our free AI engine at brightanswers.ai. And there's some upgrades coming pretty soon. It's already amazing, but there's a lot more coming. On top of that, you can get your backup supplies, the satellite phones, etc., from our sponsor, the Satellite Phone Store. They're at sat123.com. And you can get backup food supplies and iodine, if you're concerned about nuclear events and so on, at my online store, healthrangerstore.com. So if you need supplies, those are some of the places where you can get them. Definitely stay prepared, stay informed, and you can watch my videos at brightvideos.com, and you can read my articles at naturalnews.com. So thank you for listening, and pray for peace. Pray for peace. I pray for peace for everyone, by the way, everyone involved. But I also pray for the complete defeat of the Epstein Empire. So, you know, actually both of those things are very compatible. If we defeat the Epstein Empire, then we have peace, you see. So, who was it that said today? Someone said, oh, yeah, it was Galloway. He said that Iran is doing the world a favor by defeating the Epstein Empire. Yeah, that's pretty insightful, isn't it? Yeah. I think that was George Galloway. Yeah. All right. Thank you for listening. Take care. Yes, the world is getting crazy, but here at the Health Ranger store, we're putting together a survival supply assortment for you. If you go to healthrangerstore.com/survival, you'll see what we put together for you, including iodine and Iosat. That's a specific brand name of potassium iodide that's FDA approved. Or we have the nascent iodine here, which is less expensive in terms of the iodine that you get. These are available in case things go nuclear. It's clear that you will not be able to find any of this for sale anywhere. All the inventories will be wiped out, like what happened after Fukushima in 2011. So if you want to get your hands on some iodine, this is a chance to get it right now. healthrangerstore.com/survival. In addition, we have many other survival items for you here, including some silver solutions, some spirulina available in bulk and at a discount, and then a large assortment of storable organic food that's laboratory tested, including our Ranger Bucket sets. Here's a 195-day supply. We've got the mini buckets, and we've also got number 10 cans available of freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and other things like miso soup powder. Here's some of the buckets. There's a big variety available. Here are some of the number 10 cans right here. Remember, a lot of people are missing fruit. They don't have enough vitamin C in their storable food. So, you know, getting bananas and pineapples and strawberries, especially, again, certified organic, freeze-dried. That is the highest quality with the highest nutrient preservation that you can get in any kind of a storable food format. All of this is available right now and so much more. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/survival. And because the freeze-dried foods last for so long, you know, even if you don't eat them this year or next year, just keep them on the shelf. They're going to last a very long time with good preservation, a long shelf life, and they will have value no matter what happens in the world. Now, of course, I'm praying for peace. I'm praying for de-escalation. I don't want to see World War III break out, and I certainly don't want it to go nuclear. But we're dealing with insane times and insane leaders and insane situations. Who knows what could happen tomorrow or next week? Disruptions could happen here in the United States. There could be, you know, domestic attacks that disrupt supply chains here in the U.S. So stock up early, stock up now, get your emergency food, emergency medicine, iodine, anything else that you think that you might need. Get it now. And by doing so, by shopping with us, you'll be supporting our platforms and our AI engines that we offer for free. That's funded in part by sales from our store. So shop with us at healthrangerstore.com/survival and help yourself get prepared and also help us bring you more free tools and platforms that can keep you informed no matter what happens in the world. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless you all. Take care.